Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Pleased to be joined now by Ed Henry, Fox News' chief national correspondent and the New York Times best-selling author of 42 Faith. Ed, thanks very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me. Good morning. Nice
to have you, as always. Let's start with the President of the United States and Senate Republicans looking to get Graham Cassidy across the finish line. They want to pass this health care package that would block Grant funds to the states to allow them to set up their own healthcare systems. Mitch McConnell said he wouldn't be bringing this thing up for a vote unless he's got the votes. But now we're hearing talk of it happening next week. Does that mean he's got the votes?
You're asking the right question, which is nobody really knows the answer to that one, because he is only going to bring it up if he has the votes, and he has very little room for error. You know, it's basically down to if one more Republican, either Lisa Murkowski of Alaska or John McCain of Arizona, indicates they're going to vote against this, it's going to go down. And so he would likely, Mitch McConnell, not bring it up. I mean, I think this is kind of the last gasp for repealing and replacing Obamacare for a number of reasons. Number one, procedurally, if they don't get this done by September 30th, some procedural things expire that do not allow them to sort of focus on this for the rest of the year. And I think given the crowded agenda, maybe even for the rest of the Congress. And then number two, I think the fact that you've seen the president, with some modest success so far, decide to say, well, forget it. The Republicans are not helping me enough with the agenda. I'm going to reach across the aisle to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I think given that modest success he's had so far and some of the pressure to get things done by the end of his first year to show some accomplishments, you're going to end up, if this does not pass, you'll see a more middle-of-the-road stabilizing of the insurance markets and something that maybe, quote-unquote, fixes Obamacare but does not repeal and replace it. And, you know, so on one hand, that could be an accomplishment, quote-unquote, for the president. But on the other hand, as you know, going into the 2018 midterms, there'll be a lot of Republican primary voters in the president's base who are going to be frustrated that that's not what he promised, but that's certainly not what Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan promised.
So are the voters going to take that base? Are they going to take their anger out on the president for going across the aisle to work with the Democrats? Are they going to take their anger out on their congressman for not getting anything done?
Well, it's a good question, and I think the president is trying to, push sentiment in the direction of the congressional leaders. I mean, with his tweets over not just the last few days but the last couple of months, he's been talking about, hey, before I came to town, folks, I heard these Republican leaders in both chambers saying for 7 years that they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So I think this president has made it very clear with some of the messaging he's done that he's more than willing to say this is your problem, folks. And number two, again, I think reaching across the aisle to Schumer and Pelosi has also been not just about trying to get some wins, but it's about a warning shot to Ryan and McConnell that they better get moving on not just Obamacare. But I think on the positive side, we should also say that, you know, the Washington Post has an interesting story today saying that there's suddenly some momentum. The mainstream media has been talking this down forever, saying, oh, a president will never get tax cuts, tax reform in his first year. All of a sudden, the Post and others are saying there's some modest momentum there that maybe the president can get a win on taxes, which would be very big, not just for his base voters, but I think for more importantly for the country and for you know, your listeners who are wondering whether they're going to keep more of their own money or let the government take it.
Yeah, next week we're expecting that plan out of the White House. They're expected to give us some sort of framework for what they want out of tax reform. And you've got the big six. These are the leaders of the House and Senate and the Treasury, as well as some of the big tax lawmakers in the Congress working together right now on something. Ed Henry, is it your sense that there's any consensus on any of the details right now in that tax plan?
I mean, consensus, it would be hard to claim, but I think there is at least some agreement in both parties that there should be middle-class tax relief. And I think that if you gave some truth serum to Chuck Schumer, who remembers from New York and has had Wall Street in his base, corporate tax reform is a big deal, not just for Republicans, but I think there are some moderate Democrats look at Manchin in West Virginia, maybe others that the president could pick off, that realize that a corporate tax cut, the president talked about 15% when he asked for details. It's very clear from talking to sources in both parties on the Hill, they're not going to get anywhere near cutting it down to 15%, but can they get it in the low or medium 20s? That would be something that would be a big shot in the arm to the economy, and I think even moderate Democrats know that that's something that could be passed on to, you know, again, your listeners, who that's what it matters. You know, we talk about this chess game back and forth, but people voted in a Republican House, Republican Senate, a Republican president, and they're saying, look, there's this checklist that included repealing and replacing Obamacare, but also talked about tax relief. So let's get off the dime, folks, and get something done.
The president, as you know, has angered Iran and obviously North Korea, but he's gotten some really great praise from Israel and yesterday Afghanistan. So yeah. How is this administration doing on the foreign affairs front overall?
I think it was a pretty darn good week for him at the UN. I mean, you know, I'm sort of reminded of what happened before these two horrifying storms, you know, the two big hurricanes, Harvey and Irma, where the mainstream media put up this narrative that, boy, this is a big test for Donald Trump. Is he going to get the federal government going? Are they going to be able to react? And frankly, you don't hear anybody talking about that narrative anymore because the federal government seemed to rise to the challenge. I think President Trump's gotten very little credit. Then you look at what were the big, you know, New York Times and others doing last Saturday, Sunday. Their big setup pieces were big week for Donald Trump. First time on the world stage, really, you know, at the UN. Of course, he's done a couple of foreign trips, but his first big UN General Assembly. I mean, he stands up to North Korea. He stands up to Iran. He also, you know, not only gets the praise of Israel, as you say, but he stood up to the UN itself and said, it's time to reform yourselves, which not a lot of American presidents have been willing to say, number one. And number two, I think the fact that he stood up to countries in the audience and said, you guys sit on human rights boards and panels here at the UN, and then you don't have human rights in your own country. It was bold. It was direct. And I think people have been waiting for an American president to stand up and stuff for a long time.
Well, other good things going on. The D.C. Bureau of Fox News is about to get a lot busier and a lot more crowded because yeah. Shannon Bream entering primetime. You've got Laura Ingraham entering primetime.
Yeah.
And now actually three women in primetime at Fox News. Most of your hosts now based out of D.C. So they're all going to be hanging out with you, Ed Henry.
That's fantastic. And I'm on the late shift at the White House and other places around Washington. So, you know, with Martha McCallum at 7, and then I've been doing stuff, but, you know, with Hannity and some of the late shows. So now welcome Laura, welcome Shannon, two fine people. We're excited about it.
All right. You might have to work a little bit later some of these weeknights.
Later. So I might not be able to do these morning hits.
All right. Hey.
We'll talk to Shannon about that. We're going to save Ed Henry for some visits.
She's a great person. I think she'll find compromise, and I hope you both have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Ed Henry, for stepping by Mornings on the Mall here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.